Welcome to the Corbett Sports Welsh Premier League official audio boom. Latest interview. I'm really pleased to say I'm joined by Welsh footballing legend Neville Southall at the Genquip Stadium. We've just seen 10-man Portalbert and 10-man Gap Coniskey fight out a 1-1 draw. Neville, your reaction to the game and to the standard of the game?
I think the game was okay. Tempo was a bit slow at times. Referee probably booked too many players. And then the two senders off, well, I don't think he had much choice after he booked so many players. But it was okay, actually. It seems to be getting better and better, the Premier League, so that's a good sign. They're all bigger, fitter, stronger. And they play better football than they have done. So, yeah, we're making improvements in that.
It's really pleasing to hear you say that the standard seems to be improving. What do you think the league has to do now to actually make further improvements?
Play in the summer. I don't think you should play in the winter at all. Just play the summer months, so our champion goes into the Champions League in form and with games behind him. I think that will help it.
There's no doubt that summer football has got its virtues, but at the moment none of the clubs are in favour of it, so it's going to be quite difficult to implement that kind of change.
Well, I think they get more of a crowd here in the summer than they would in the winter at Paul Talbot. You know, Swansea down the road, they play all every season, and I think if they do well, then as a reflection on Port Talbot, I think they draw people away from the local clubs. And I think if you've got summer football and there's nothing else on, you get more and more people interested, and it's up to the clubs then to actually keep them interested. I think it's hard work in the winter because obviously the facilities aren't as good, so you get a lot of games called off in the summer. You don't have so many games called off, and that way you keep your finances coming in, so that means you can play your players, and that means the infrastructure of your club runs better.
Well, it's great to see you at a Corbett Sports Welsh Premier League game, Neville. But obviously, I can't let you go without asking a few questions about the Wales international side with these two key games coming up in the next week. So what are your hopes and your genuine aspirations for the Welsh national side?
6 points in the two games. I don't see why not. People keep writing us off all the time for some reason. I can't fathom it. There seems to be a real depression about Welsh football. And it shouldn't be, really, because we've got the best player in the world. The most expensive player in the world. What more do you want to go and watch a game? And I think, if people go and watch the games, I think they'll be surprised how good it is. And I don't see why we can't qualify. We just need some sort of a shot in the arm or some sort of, kick up the bum, if you like, to get people into the ground. I don't understand why they don't go.
We've obviously got some key injuries for these two games, so that's nothing new. But you genuinely feel that this is our time?
Well, if it's not, we're going to struggle later on. So I think the longer it goes on, the more, people get fed up with it. They seem to be fed up now. Friday's vital. You can't get beat Friday. If you get beat Friday, then Monday's crowd's going to be two fellas and a dog. So you need to have a result on a Friday night. And that's why it's a really important game. We should be banging on about it, and everybody should be there.
Neville, absolute pleasure. Thank you for your time, and thank you for contributing to our audio boom.
Thank you very much.